It's probably not too much of a stretch to say that many people who start tracing their roots hope someone famous will pop up in the family tree. Well, sometimes the famous find out they're connected to each other. It happened this week, as NPR's Karen Grigsby Bates reports.
Lynn Cheney, wife of the vice president, was promoting her memoir about growing up in Wyoming yesterday when she told MSNBC anchor Nora O'Donnell about one surprising part of her research.
But one of the things I discovered is that Dick and Barack Obama are eighth cousins.
What?
Is that an amazing thing? Yes, if you go back eight generations,
really?
They have a common ancestor.
The two are related through a French immigrant on Dick Cheney's father's side and Obama's white mother's side of their respective families. While that information might have been an eye-opener for most white Americans, it didn't raise many eyebrows when we floated the news past a few African Americans outside Los Angeles. Norma Batiste, for instance, had little patience for any astonishment about the vice president's new relative.
I just think that the whole thing is stupid. If they were related, so what?
A lot of black Americans have similar reactions. Many are ambivalent about having white ancestors, and they don't spend much time hunting for them. Los Angeles journalist Gail Pollard Terry says growing up, she was always puzzled that her mother would never admit where her fair skin and straight hair came from.
My mother didn't tell me until I was well into middle age that my great-grandfather was white. She talked a little bit more about it after Strom Thurmond's black daughter, Mrs. Williams, came forward.
My name is Essie Mae Washington Williams. My mother was named Carrie Butler. My father's name was James John Thurman.
Pollard Terry says Mrs. Williams' revelation made it easier for her mother to acknowledge that her own grandfather was white, but it didn't make her any more interested in including him in the family tree.
It was almost as if she was embarrassed that our family had white blood.
Valencia King Nelson is the founder of Afrogenius, the world's largest website for black genealogy. Mrs. King says Lynn Cheney's casual announcement that her husband and a black man are relatives is a sign of progress.
Earlier on, would it have been a better-kept secret? Probably so, in some circles.
And that's on both sides. Now, Mrs. King says, most Americans are more relaxed about their ancestry, and their avid research has resulted in lots of pairings that would have been considered strange in the past.
I don't think it's strange at all. As you know, we all come from one source, and we're just better able now to discover what that source is.
That source is East Africa, where a certain part African presidential candidate's father was born, and where a future family reunion just might include a white guy named Cousin Dick. Karen Grigsby Bates, NPR News.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.